All right. Now, I told you earlier that I was going to start out with the Bee Gees, since they started this, the song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And as you hear this prelude, I'm pretty sure a lot of you are thinking, oh, yeah, I forgot he did this, too. Yeah, this is Al Green asking the same question. How can you mend a broken heart?
Think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. And can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? Tell me,
can you stop the sun shining?
What makes the world go round? And how can you mend this broken man? Can a loser ever win? Somebody please help me.
Oh yeah, Al Green really knows how to help us develop a strong appreciation for the pain of a broken heart. And we're talking about a physically broken heart, but you've probably gathered by now that there is help for the broken heart, even the physically broken heart. And one of the things that makes this so encouraging is that, according to Dr. Doble, often a patient has many things happening at once, and it's almost like something serves as the last straw, the stroke that broke the camel's back, or if you will, the straw that broke the person's heart. And very often there's a distinct stressor. And if you ask patients carefully, they can pinpoint it for you. They can tell you what that distinct stressor was. They can tell the doctor what happened to be the last straw. Dr. Doble published a study in the New England Journal of Medicine about Simpson's case, which happened in May of 2016. The condition doesn't just happen after a person or a pet dies, according to Dr. Jeffrey Decker, who's section chief of clinical cardiology at the Vascular Institute of Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids. He says it's not even always centered on a health issue. He had a lady who was frustrated with the cable company present with broken heart syndrome. Get that now. There was a lady who was frustrated with the cable company. Now, I know you might be saying, come on now. She had a few incidences where she couldn't watch her favorite TV show, and as a result, broken heart. I know that might sound simplified, but check this out. What if it's a situation wherein the cable company cut a customer's power line unintentionally, but still, they cut the power line. It was made clear that an employee of the cable company cut that power line. But still, the cable company refused to adequately compensate the customer. Power line was cut. So let's just say it's wintertime and they're without heat. Or it's summertime and they're without the air conditioner. And they're without lights. Let's just say that instead of having a gas stove, they have an electric stove, so they can't cook. They can't open their garage door to get in and out of their garage. Finally, someone comes up with a way to kind of trick that garage door into opening and so they can get their car out, but they still don't have the heat or the air. They still can't cook. They can't turn their lights on no matter how dark it gets outside. They are without lights. And this goes on for days, even weeks, as the cable company refuses to pay to have that power line repaired. The people at the power company don't want to pay to have it repaired. They don't mind fixing it, but they don't want to pay for it because none of their employees cut the power line. So 9 days later, this person is still without power and all that that means. 2.5 weeks later, they're still without power. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a person can be so stressed because of frustration with the cable company that their heart can be broken. They can become so stressed that their heart is damaged by the stress. By the way, that wasn't just a hypothetical that I shared with you. That really happened to someone. And so I wanted to share that with you just so that you know that, yep, a person can be frustrated enough, stressed out enough by something done by an employee of the cable company that they can actually experience broken heart syndrome. A woman presented with broken heart syndrome after her daughter lost her job. Severe pain can trigger broken heart syndrome. An asthma attack. A fierce argument, a surprise party. Got to be careful with these surprise parties. We mean well. But I remember watching on TV, a lady was taken home by a family member who knew that the surprise party had been arranged. Walked her through the front door, followed her through the foyer, followed her into the entertainment room, family room, whatever it was called, where all these people were waiting and they all just shouted, "Surprise!" And it scared her half to death. I mean, it startled her. You could see it all in her face because she was looking down, unfortunately, at her smartphone as she was walking through. And so she was completely off guard. Y'all know how people can get into a zone when they're on their smartphones. She's on her smartphone just walking on in. And all of a sudden, surprise! She didn't know whether to try to defend herself or try to turn around and run. It startled her so bad. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, surprise parties can stress people so badly that they can experience broken heart syndrome. How many of you thoroughly enjoy public speaking? And when I say enjoy public speaking, you enjoy being the one doing the speaking. Some people are so nervous. Their hands start sweating. They really feel like running. The reason I mention that is because it is also a fact that people can experience broken heart syndrome as a result of the stress of public speaking.
That rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow?